with a highly classified and unusual event at 8:30. Using the so-called red phone system, a direct link to the Kremlin, a message was transmitted telling the Russians that the U.S. would consider any interference on election day a grave matter. Why was the administration so concerned? They believe the widespread attack on the internet on October 21st, blocking millions of Americans from popular websites, was a possible dry run for a massive attack by the Russians on Election Day, maybe even pulling down the electrical grid. It spooked the White House. So a week later, they used the red phone system, as is done in moments of crisis like 9/11 and the day the U.S. entered Baghdad. Numerous intelligence officials say the very use of the red phone, the nuclear risk reduction center line, communicated via secure satellite how serious the situation had become.
It's extremely unusual, and it doing so sends a signal unto itself. So it's a dramatic step to pick that phone up and use.
A teletype link, dubbed the Red Phone, was put in place 53 years ago in the wake of the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the U.S. and Russia came to the brink of nuclear war. This hotline was used to prevent misunderstanding in a nuclear age. The call came a month after the president's face-to-face with Vladimir Putin at the G20 in China. A senior intelligence official tells NBC News he believes the message to the Russians in that final Halloween transmission ended up muddled, containing no bright line and no clear warning about the consequences. The Russian response, said the official, was noncommittal.
Based on what we know now, I would say that our response was insufficient to achieve the objective of ensuring that we do not receive further attacks. In other words, when someone tries to bully you, you have to push back or you invite further response.
The intelligence community is still not certain who orchestrated that massive internet denial of service on October 21st, but intelligence sources tell us they now believe it was not the Russians. This much is clear. There is no intelligence suggesting that the Russians or anyone else meddled in any way in the voting systems or critical infrastructure on Election Day. Lester?
All right, Cynthia McFadden, thank you. It's now